Hello, everybody. Anton Crayley here, and welcome back to the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast. I hope you noticed, but so far for the month of November, we have been going live with 3 new episodes every single week, and I have no plans of slowing that down anytime soon. So if you haven't checked out the recent ones yet, be sure after this to go back and listen, because my goal is obviously to provide as much value as possible to help anybody with an e-commerce business or anybody thinking about starting one to be able to automate their operations, increase their revenue, and become the authority in their niche. And today's episode is no different. What I'm gonna be doing is sharing a recent interview that I did with a Dropship Lifestyle member named Steve, who is also one of the first members of our 100K club. If you haven't listened to any of these interviews in the past and you like it, I will link to some related episodes in the description. But these are interviews with Dropship Lifestyle members who have done at least $100,000 in sales with their Dropship Lifestyle store. Many have done well above that, including Steve, but that is the threshold to be part of this new 100K club that we have for members of Dropship Lifestyle. Okay, without further ado, let's go ahead and get started and meet Steve. Steve, congratulations on everything you've done. I'm curious if you could like share maybe when you got started with this and if, like, what you were doing before and what got you into it.
Yeah, so I really started back in 2020. Right at the start of the COVID shutdown and everything. Mm-hmm. And my niche has definitely benefited from that. So it was right out of the gate. I was getting a ton of cheap traffic. A lot of my competitors had shut down due to COVID. So mm-hmm. I kind of just took it upon myself to keep making the sales and try to provide the best customer service that I could. Even though there was a lot of unhappy people, but people kind of seemed to understand, and that kind of helped me really with my customer service and everything. Before this, I was doing some drop shipping on Amazon and also just selling products on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Drop shipping on Amazon was terrible because you don't have access to their customer base. So shipping heavy products like LTL, it was really hard to communicate with the customers that way. So once I started the Shopify store up, that helped a lot. And it's great to just be able to communicate with those customers, give them a phone call, and really develop those relationships too. So.
Yeah. And I can only imagine, like, you know, I buy stuff on Amazon, obviously, and everyone's so used to shipping just being like, that's it. It's yes. Done. Yeah. So yeah, there's probably some frustrated people or people unexpected.
It was a nightmare because a lot of times people wouldn't provide the right phone call, and you probably know when you're shipping LTL, mm-hmm. Those carriers need to get a hold of somebody to schedule a delivery. So yep. There was problems with that. And then they could file A to Z complaints and get their money back like that.
Oh, so geez. Yeah.
You're left holding the bag. Yeah.
Definitely better to have your own store. Like you said, be able to communicate. Because it's not even like anyone's doing anything wrong, but just the open communication is night and day difference. Yes. So that's awesome. Yeah. You found it. Do you remember how you found Dropship Lifestyle originally?
You know, I had heard from somebody else about doing dropshipping on Amazon. And then someone else told me about Shopify. And I just did some research, and I think I found you on Facebook or Google maybe.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So you already had, I guess, connections to suppliers or products?
I did. Yes. Yep. Yeah.
So then you built your store, you put them on there. Do you remember how long it took to get your first sale on Shopify?
You know, it was pretty crazy because I hadn't even launched ads yet. And my first, I remember now, my first sale came June 1st, 2020, and I hadn't really even launched yet. So site went live and I was already getting some organic traffic, probably because of COVID, and people were definitely looking for what I had.
Yeah. It's funny. I think still people don't believe me when it comes to organic traffic, because, you know, it's not like the biggest part of our business, but with products, when you're uploading, you know, very specific product pages and you have it totally built out with all that product info, it doesn't take much. It could be a brand new store and you could be, you know, number two, three in Google within like a week. Yeah. So yeah, that's awesome. And I know it's a good feeling. I've seen other people post about that in our communities too. Like, you know, I just got a sale for thousands of dollars and I don't know what to do because my store's not ready yet. But that's awesome. And then from there, I'm guessing you continued and turned on ads and it got comfortable with Google and everything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it really exploded in the first few months, actually.
Nice. And since then, like, is your focus? I know we spoke a little bit before we started recording. You have one of the suppliers that we love that I refer to as gold suppliers that actually
Yes.
refer orders to you. And maybe you can explain this for people that are like, what are you talking about? Why would a supplier send an order to a retailer? With their relationship with you, like, what does that look like?
So I've been, this was one supplier that I've had since the Amazon days. And I've gone through multiple sales rep, sales managers over there. And I've just tried to stay in touch, be as nice and professional as I can, and just be really gracious when they did start sending me leads. And it's gotten to the point where I asked the sales manager, say, hey, why are you sending these to me? And he just said, hey, because you appreciate it. You say thank you when I send them over. And I just try to do my best to close as many sales for them as I can to follow up with those customers. And that's where a significant portion of my business has come from this year. It's just from having that relationship. And I mean, they're giving me anywhere from, I would say, 3 to 5 leads a day. And that could be someone just looking for a small item, or I've had it 30 to $40,000 sales come from some of
Amazing.
those. So
Amazing.
it's been incredible.
Yeah, and for anyone that, you know, doesn't like even people that are doing big numbers probably don't have gold suppliers. Maybe they're not the one with them that has that relationship that gets the leads.
Right.
But just so like everyone understands, like that can be a significant part of your business with zero cost to acquire. And you know,
Yeah.
the reason these companies will do this in general, you know, they'll pick who they want to send leads to, but it's because that is not part of their business. They're not in customer
Nah.
service. They fulfill the orders, they get the products. That's their job.
And I can tell you their customer service is bad. It's not good. I mean, with me it's fine, but when retail customers try to approach them, it's not smooth and
Yeah, and that's what I always say. It's a different business, right? Like what they're doing is completely different than what we do. So that's why they're willing to do it. And then who they're willing to do it with, that is relationship based. So
Absolutely.
I think that's great advice for everybody. You know, even if you're just starting with a supplier, always, you know, be nice. I even say as far as like, you know, around the holidays, if you have any,
Yeah.
you know, you've existing orders, send them a bottle of wine, send them a card, send them chocolate, whatever. And just, you know,
Absolutely.
just it builds
Yeah.
things out and it definitely makes you stand out and you can get orders for $100 sent your way. You can get orders for $30,000
Right.
sent your way. So it's worth
Yeah.
your time. Yeah.
It's very
But no,
cool.
that's great. And then, yeah, again, I'll post this video so everyone else in the 100K group can see this. But is there anything, I guess before we, you know, we'll stop recording this section, but anything you think you've learned so far in your journey that you would be good to share with other members?
I think the biggest thing is just to stick with it, because some days I feel like quitting and other days are amazing. And you just kind of need to know that you're going to go through these peaks and valleys, and you just stick with the program and keep pushing forward.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's so hard, especially in the beginning too. Like, because,
Yeah.
you know, if you've never had a business before, like so many people I've spoken to already today that again are doing massive numbers now. I've heard over and over, you know, I joined Dropship Lifestyle. I built my store. I got suppliers. I turned on ads. 3 weeks went by. You know, I'm getting impressions and clicks on my ads. I'm not getting sales. Don't know, like, is this going to work or not? And then
Right.
finally, that first sale comes in. And like, yours, the situation is a little different because it's great. You already had, you know, access to suppliers, but then, you know, maybe people will get a sale. And then, you know, a few days later, another one. And then it seems like, from what I've been hearing so far from the people I've spoke to, typically by the second month with ads, without changes being made, Google pretty much, you know, is learning your product catalog. And maybe you are
Yep.
making tweaks, but mostly it's Google really like getting your products in those listings and see how people respond to them. And things can change fast, but only if you stick with it. So I guess, yeah,
Absolutely.
if you're a
Yes.
beginner, don't give up early. Don't give up
Yeah.
early, because if you've already done the work, especially to get that far, to have suppliers, to have your store, to have ads turned on, just stick with it. Stick with it. But
Yes.
yeah, again, I'm super happy for you, Steve. And yeah, thank you for taking this call, and looking forward to connecting the 100K group and hopefully in person at an event for our next one.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Well, I hope you got as much value and motivation from that quick conversation as I did. A couple quick notes I want to make. One is that if you did get value, I would really appreciate it if you can take a minute just to go over and leave a podcast review. You could do that on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, wherever it is you're listening. It means a lot, and I read them all. Also, if you are a member of Dropship Lifestyle and you want to be part of the 100K Club, it is free to join. The only cost of entry is that you have done over $100,000 with your dropship lifestyle store. And if that is you, I will post some information in the podcast description on how you could join. And other than that, if you're listening and you are not yet a member of my flagship program, the Dropship Blueprint, the only course to ever be voted best e-commerce course by Shopify, I will also link to a free training that I have for that. And yeah, with that being said, guys, again, I hope you got value. And if you're not subscribed yet, be sure to subscribe, because like I said when we started this thing, we now have 3 new episodes every single week for you that will definitely help you whether you're just starting on your e-commerce journey or you're already up and running and looking to get takeaways that can help you do better and better and better, build a life that truly provides freedom so that you can have the money to actually enjoy the things you like and have the time to not be stuck at a desk all day. All right, thank you. I appreciate you. And I will talk to you in the next episode of the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast. See you, everybody.